Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. A Purdue University crop expert says there's no question Indiana farmers will see lower crop yields because of dry conditions and a long stretch of 90-degree days. Recent rains have helped, but east central and northeastern parts of the state remain in drought condition. A new community center is set for its grand opening tomorrow night in a struggling West Side neighborhood. The Service Center is the latest effort from local nonprofit group Big Car to engage the community in the arts. Big Car Executive Director Jim Walker talks about how the Service Center was first conceived.
There had been planning going on about how to help the Lafayette Square neighborhood, and we were part of that with Keep Indianapolis Beautiful. In the midst of all that, we noticed this building, and it was precisely what the neighborhood lacks, which is a commercial building right on the road instead of set back super far in a parking lot.
The center will be able to help by bringing a much-needed cultural element to the Lafayette Square area. Attendance at the Indiana State Fair is down a bit in the opening days. Organizers say the fair's first 3 days drew 164,000 people, some 23,000 less than last year. High temperatures could be a factor, as larger crowds were seen in the mornings as opposed to the afternoons. The fair continues through August 21st. Indiana's Attorney General intervened in a lawsuit yesterday against Pittsburgh-based for-profit college that's accused of illegally paying recruiters to enroll students in an $11 billion fraud. Indiana is among four states in the lawsuit against Education Management Corporation. A severe thunderstorm watch in effect right now, 88 degrees for WFYI News.